You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Chris is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Madeline that he went on a date with. Chris, what's up, man? Hey, before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Madeline?
It's been about 2 weeks now.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to her in 2 weeks?
This is going to sound bad. I've texted her like maybe 10 times so far.
Okay. And no response, any of those?
Not even an emoji. Nothing.
That makes you want to really know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, let's go back to the beginning. How did you guys meet? Tell us about the date.
Well, Madeline actually got introduced to me through a friend. I do bar trivia with some buddies, and one night they talked up Madeline and said, oh, she's cute, you're cute, maybe you two would hit it off. So I'm kind of awkward, I'm not good at asking out people, so they set me up on this blind date with Madeline. No pictures or anything, just I was assured that she was cool.
That's risky.
And was she cool?
Oh yeah, Madeline's great. We went out to this nice little cafe that has the best pastries. You know, I'm a big dessert guy. She's a dessert gal. We talked about that. My nerves started to kick in a little bit, but I don't think I did anything wrong. If anything, it was the place itself that messed up our date.
How?
During our date, the fire alarm in the cafe went off. We had to get evacuated and everything. It was awful.
Was there a fire?
I guess some biscuits got burnt or something. It wasn't like a fire, but it was enough that they got called. So we were just standing out there awkwardly for a while until the firemen came.
Oh.
It was a little weird, to be honest.
Why?
Well, instead of going back in when everything was cleared up, Madeline said she had a great time, but she had to go. But I asked if we could schedule a next date, you know, same time, same place next week. She said yes, but she never showed up.
Huh, like a complete redo, same place, same time.
Yeah.
That's kind of romantic.
I thought it was.
If you don't mind me asking, though, why text her 10 times? If you feel like you're getting ghosted after 5, what makes you want to keep texting?
Well, I didn't know if something had happened to her. Maybe she was in an accident. Maybe I'm not getting ghosted. You know, that's... Am I getting ghosted, dude?
I don't have a clear read on this.
Yeah.
I think you are. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it because it's been 2 weeks.
But did something happen? Are you sure you have her right number? Because it was a blind date. I don't know. Okay.
Can you think of anything that could have gone wrong other than the fire alarm? And
well, that's pretty.
Yeah. I mean, that is. Bad. Yeah.
We really liked each other. We had similar interests in books. We both love Shrek. We have the same interests in movies and music.
Okay.
I really just want to make sure she's okay, or maybe I did get the number wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the one I've used the whole time.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Most of the time, burned biscuits on a first date is a good thing.
Buttered biscuits are.
Oh, yeah. Buttered. Mm. Some people like them burned. It depends. Hot biscuits are usually pretty good on a date.
Facts.
And Chris is on the phone for a first date follow-up. He had some burned biscuits maybe on his date. And he thinks that might have messed up his chances for another date with Madeline. She's been ghosting him for 2 weeks, and we're about to help him out and see if we can get him another date and figure out why he's getting ghosted. Before we call her, Chris, real quick, refresh everybody's memory on why you think you're getting ghosted.
On our date, I was at a cafe with Madeline, and a fire alarm went off, and we had to wait outside awkwardly. I said, let's meet back here same time next week and have a redo with less fire. She didn't show up. I truly don't know why.
Okay.
Sorry you waited there.
I had a coffee, I guess.
It's a scene from a movie.
All right, man. Well, here, I'm going to call right now, okay? You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Madeline?
Not much. What's up with you?
Not much. My name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
I'm Madeline. I'm Nina. Surprise!
And I'm Victoria.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So,
hi.
Have you heard of The Jubal Show before?
No. All
right, well, let me give you the scoop, okay? It's a radio show there's three people on the phone right now with you. We are calling you because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Like a good email?
Yes, a great email, really.
It is.
All right. So, I guess what's going on?
We do a thing and it's called the first date follow-up. So what that is if you go on a date with someone and then you end up getting ghosted, you can email us to get the person who ghosted you on the phone and ask them why they're ghosting you. So you recently went out with somebody and are ghosting them and they want to know why.
Whoa. Okay.
Do you have any guesses on who?
I don't think I'm really ghosting anyone. I mean, I did have a date where I had a really good time and we were going to go out again, but then like he didn't text at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like between the first time and the second time. So I thought you know, that maybe he wasn't that into it. And also, you know, it just made me think about this for the first time in a second. At the date, he was sort of checking out the barista at the place that we went to, which I was sort of like, ooh, ow, ouch, you know, that sort of hurts my feelings. And then when he didn't text at all that week, I was just like, okay, you know, I'm just going to let this one go. But maybe him, I don't know.
What was his name?
Chris.
That is correct, Madeline. His name is Chris. That's yep. What we're talking about.
Nailed it. Do you feel like he's ghosting you?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say he was ghosting me, but I felt like, you know, we connected pretty well, but then, you know, our first date was sort of interrupted by a fire alarm or something that went off in the place that we were at. And then it was like, okay, well, let's meet up and do this again, because I mean, we were having, I thought, like, a really good conversation, but it was just, you know, interrupted and stuff, and then like a whole week goes by and he's not texting at all. So it just made me think, oh, you know, he probably was interested in that barista or something, you know. It made me get all inner saboteur-y, you know. I was like, oh,
okay.
But I just thought that he was more interested in her.
Did you think to maybe reach out to him?
Well, I guess no, you know, I just didn't want to sort of waste my time and energy, you know.
Okay.
Fair.
He said he texted you like 10 times.
Well, like a week later, like, oh. You know.
Okay.
And then I was just like, okay, I don't know what, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on.
He said you were supposed to have a second date to like recreate the first one. Is there a reason why you didn't just show up just to see if he was going to be there?
Because he didn't text me at all or call or anything until like the day of.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for telling us. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I mean, now I feel bad. I mean, I was just so sort of bummed out and then just like, move on, girl, you know, like, greener pastures or whatever. Yeah. Because I didn't, you know, I just like, I don't want to get my feelings hurt by someone that I met once, you
right,
know?
Right.
I get that.
Well, Madeline, Chris is actually on the phone and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Hey.
These are there three people on the phone.
I know.
You lied.
I forgot.
I thought anticipation would be, I don't know, sexy. I thought we would meet up at the cafe and it'd be like romantic, like sort of notebooky. I don't know. I wasn't checking out the barista. I have anxiety and it's hard to, you're really pretty. I was trying to like look at you, but not like look at you too intense. So my eyes would go all this. I'm trying to say like, I didn't mean to make it seem like I didn't want to see you again. I definitely want to see you again, Madeline.
I love your honesty, Chris.
Yeah.
I really do.
I also love your honesty.
Oh,
thank
okay.
You. Oh my gosh, I'm okay. So embarrassed.
So let me ask you this then, Madeline. Would you like to go on another date with Chris? We'll pay for it.
Ooh, I'll take one of everything. yeah, I would love that. And, you know, like, just, I would say, enter the date with full confidence, Chris, and you know, like do look at me and please don't look at other people, and I think it could be really a good time.
Yes, I will look only at you.
Congratulations, Chris, you got another date, man.
Staring contest.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. I look forward to seeing you again, Madeline.
I am looking forward to it too.
Okay, text each other then. Yeah. It's okay to communicate.
I'm going to text you right now.
I'll respond with a perfect GIF.
Throwing gifts into that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, this is getting too spicy. We gotta let you guys go. Thank you.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.